This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. The reason there was a pregnant pause just there is because we have some new liners, and they're longer than the ones that we used to have. So now I've let them play just to make sure that I'm coming in at the right time.
Okay, all right.
Anyway,
all right.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. We will be with you all the way through until 1 p.m. this afternoon, another 24, 23 minutes or so. We've had some feedback regarding the story that we're leading with today about how do you keep tabs on your tabs. Don't forget, if you want to get in touch and talk to us about it, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, on Twitter or on Insta Story at BFM Radio. Speaking of Twitter, we've had a response from somebody who clearly feels as though they've been targeted specifically from our news team.
Yes.
Go on.
So this is at Sue Tung, otherwise known as Melissa Tiang of our news team, who says, "Why do I feel like today's Biz Bytes is about me? Maybe it's also because at Jeff Sandu called out the news team specifically, #" Terasa, # something about maca chili and pedas.
I'm sorry, Melissa, but it's not just you. I think most of the news team, they all do it for research. But I understand. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just saying that that's how they go about in getting the news. Mm.
What I will say is that so far, most of the responses that we've gotten, though, today are people who are like, no, I just have a lot of tabs open and I can't help it. So, you know what? That's fair. I think that most people are in that boat.
All right. We're going to move on. Of course, we've got a story number three now about advertising potentially on rockets.
Yeah, because in August, NASA Administrator Jim Bridenstine, he told advisors that he is forming a new committee focused on figuring out how NASA could go commercial. Yeah, so NASA could work with advertisers to brand its spacecraft and rockets, as well as investigate how astronauts might engage in endorsements and media opportunities, both on and off Earth. So one of Bridenstine's goal is to offset the cost of NASA's mission by selling the naming rights of its hardware to private companies by allowing astronauts to do advertisements like appearing on cereal boxes, such as endorsements, would probably help to enhance the exposure of space activities in the popular culture. This is according to Mike Gold, who is the head of this committee. And the thing is, though, opening up NASA to branding and endorsements would be a major change for the agency, which has been opposed to commercializing its missions. Since its inception, NASA has been restricted from promoting or even appearing to promote commercial products or services. This principle has guided NASA's operations in influencing how astronauts and officials talk and what kinds of experiments astronauts work on. So changing this policy would seemingly require a new legislation from the Congress or changes to NASA's charter itself. But advertising in space may not be that lucrative. NASA's budget is limited, but its biggest projects runs in the hundreds of millions to billions of US dollars. Endorsements would probably only offset a fraction of this cost. And it's like, you know, who's going to see this after it's done? I mean, the project is done. Like, what do you do? Then you just get space debris, right?
Right.
And it seems like unlikely that these deals would make the agency, the space agency, more visible than it already is. Like, you know, whenever they say they're going to announce a new rocket that's going to, you know, fly off, everyone watches it on YouTube, right?
They do, yeah.
So, like, it's already a popular thing.
I mean, I remember back in the late 80s, Jeff, you probably won't remember this. You're probably still in diapers. When, you know...
At least I was exist in this world.
you could buy space shuttle memorabilia.
Yes.
You know, little things like that where they were moving into commercializing some products because funding was a little bit limited then.
Yeah.
I have absolutely no problem with this kind of happening. I think the problem is with NASA, it's one of those things that I grew up with and realized how important the science that they do is. And when you see, for the last few years, particularly the Trump administration pulling away their funding, you know, I think, well, you know, if it means we have to take on advertising to put more people in space, to do more research, I have no problem.
So you're fine seeing like a sneakers bar being lifted off to space? Like,
no problem.
A big sneaker logo.
As long as it comes back with new research.
See, that's the thing. That's kind of my take on this is from the other perspective, right? So, you know, as like a person that has like, you know, as a civilian, right, I'm just like, that's cool. Space is cool. Advertising would be cool. Seeing a commercial in space, kind of cool. But I don't know what I would feel like if I was a company that might want to do this. Because what if something goes wrong? Mm. Like, let's say you do sponsor like a rocket or whatnot, right? Or like a or take a good example. This is a like one of those little robots down on Mars or whatnot, right? And
Curiosity,
one of them breaks down, right? Then what happens to like your brand image, right? Because then your brand is associated with a device that has gone into space and like broken down. So, you know, I mean, I'm not really sure about how, because space is so, what's the word?
Unpredictable and dangerous, yeah,
right? Yeah. You know, for what's the kind of like marketing pull apart from just, oh, the coolness of being in space?
See, but that pull is huge. Mm.
It's huge, but
look what happened when Tesla launched a car into space. You know,
everyone went crazy, right?
They talked about it, but did it do a lot for the company?
Yeah. Their share prices jumped massively, and we're still talking about it now.
Elon Musk shot himself in the foot and it went back down.
And appeared on a podcast later last week.
Yeah. But like the thing is, though, space is one area where it's so untouched, at least, right? Like there's a lot of space debris going on. I think I just watched the video of Neil deGrasse Tyson talking about, you know, the dangers of, you know, space debris, and the Space Force, Trump's idea of having a Space Force could actually work if they're looking at, you know, eliminating space debris and, you know, trying to, you know, stay away from meteorites and stuff like that. But Robert Perlman, he's a space historian and also the founder of the website Collect Space, he told The Verge that one of the things that space flight has fostered is the idea of space being something of a pristine atmosphere. We leave our problems behind, and for some people, branding has gone overboard here on Earth. That's one of the objections that might be raised. And I have to agree with him, because if NASA says, yes, you can now, you know, do advertising and branding on our spaceships and our rovers and stuff, it's only a matter of time before more, you know, doors open up where more brands would come in. And for the first human being to go to, you know, Mars, he will arrive at, like, you know, before you go KLIA,
sponsored by Red Bull.
Before you reach KLIA, like the billboards all over the place, like you would just have a human that arrive in Mars and all he sees is billboards all around.
Right,
like
right.
That's just like, oh man.
I mean, that idea, you know, makes me feel a little bit nauseous.
Yeah.
No problem with that. But seeing, you know, a shuttle launch with the Red Bull logo on or something along those lines, I'm okay with.
You can actually imagine that, and then like the voiceover just going like, yes, Red Bull gives you more than wings now.
Right. See, it's not too bad of an idea. If you keep it, if they're tame with it, if they don't go ridiculous. I do not want to see somebody landing on the moon for the first time in generations and seeing a Coca-Cola sign.
Welcome to Mars.
Can you imagine like a, this is one small step for mankind, one giant leap for Coca-Cola.
Right, yeah. They have, though, in recent years, they have done something where it's not actively promoting or branding it. They've been sending M&Ms to space for astronauts.
Yes.
But NASA just called them candy-coated chocolates. In 1985, Coca-Cola and Pepsi developed special cans for astronauts to dispense the beverage in microgravity. But, you know, NASA agreed to let its astronaut try out a device, but no publicity at all. So, you know, if you go on the YouTube and you watch International Space Station, you may see them using Huggies wipes to wipe their workstations or bottles of Sriracha, that's chili sauce, to spice up their lunchtime. So it's just the thing is, NASA will never acknowledge them. Now it may change.
All right.
You know, now you may see Chris Hadfield probably going back to space and, you know, singing David Bowie's Space Oddity, right? And, you know, having his Sriracha lunch and brought to you by Sneakers Bar.
Right. We've got to take a short break, folks. We've got one story coming up when we get back about how we're saying goodbye to Inbox by Gmail. I will be having a little cry. Don't go anywhere, though.
It's only Richard, actually.
It's only me. Some music coming up from Elastica with Da Da Da. If you want to get in touch, 0187-89-8899 on the WhatsApp, on Twitter, and on Instagram, at BFM Radio. We're back in a few minutes. Don't go anywhere. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.